back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Taylor Twellman is scheduled to join us in just a couple of minutes. He was a member of the U.S. soccer team. He's also a commentator for U.S. soccer. They just hired a new head coach, Greg Berhalter. You remember the United States missed the World Cup, and he was very vocal about that when they could not secure a spot in the World Cup last summer in Russia. We'll talk to him about the state of men's soccer. We'll also take your tweets at Tony D Radio on the sudden announcement this morning that Urban Meyer will retire after the Rose Bowl. Didn't lead the Buckeyes to a playoff, but led him to a Big Ten championship, did beat Michigan this year. A lot of controversy this summer, a lot of drama in his entire career. I know a lot of people will process that. And again, it's really, listen, I have my feelings on Urban Meyer. I thought it was disgraceful. Everything that came out this summer, how he handled Zach Smith. I get loyalty and all of that, but it was hard for me to digest a coach, you know, not acting when one of his employees was accused, like Zach Smith was, at both Florida and Ohio State, of domestic abuse. For Urban Meyer to pretend he didn't really know, or it was Shelley knew, but he really didn't, and he didn't really want to get in. That to me was just, he handled it so poorly, and then acting as if, you know, lying at Big Ten Media Day, I don't think is a crime. I think you can sort of fudge the truth on things like maybe players' health or something like that. But in a situation like that, when you are responsible for men, when you're responsible for guiding men, and you lie about what you knew and what you didn't know to the media, a situation like that, I think, is a little daunting. And in Urban Meyer's career, I think, is going to be known for wins, successful on the field, but I think off the field, with some of the problems he had at Florida, with some of the problems he had at Ohio State, I think that does bog it down a little bit. He's going to go down as one of the best coaches in the game, but I think it's going to bog him down a little bit. Speaking of coaches, again, the United States men's soccer team has hired a new coach, a young guy, by the way, who's Greg Berhalter. Berhalter, who was once the head coach of the Columbus Crew, he's going to take over a U.S. national soccer team. I don't know how the United States men's national team, you know, what they have to do to get better, what they have to do to get on the world stage. If you were to tell me there was something wrong with USA basketball, I could probably figure out what needs to be done with USA basketball. Soccer is a different element because you think you know the sport, but it's different globally, and it's much different globally. And how do we get to a point where we're competitive? I've always said, I think if the United States ever won a World Cup, it would be such an unbelievably memorable sports moment that I think you would talk about it for decades and decades and decades. If you happen to catch it as a young man, I think it would be that big. It's unlike anything we have in the sport in this country. We don't really do the whole unifying and join together as a country to root for something. We don't do that very often. But soccer is the one thing. When it's the World Cup, it's the one thing we do. And Taylor Twellman joins us here on SB Nation Radio to talk about that and some other things that he has got in the works. How are you, Taylor?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good. In terms of the All-State All-America Soccer Program, it's going to be recognizing some of the type junior soccer players. Tell us your involvement in that and what we can expect from that program.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, to be honest with you, Tony. It's the first ever All-State All-America program, and like you said, it's celebrating some of the best, you know, high school soccer players in this country that we believe, you know, our future game changers. And when you say that, you know, you've got to start a little earlier. So today we announced 150 high school junior soccer players, 75 boys, 75 girls. The remaining group of 100 players to bring the total to 250 will be announced later in the spring. But the best part about it is I'll be one of the coaches, the All-State All-America Cup. It's during MLS All-Star Week this summer in Orlando, and I'm looking forward to it. And for, you know, fans listening, you can go to allstatecup.com, and then on social media you can follow at Allstate Cup on social media for the player selections and other exciting news about the program.
Taylor, how would you grade MLS right now? I remember when I first got to Colorado and I would cover Rapids games. They played where the Broncos played, good crowds, but it didn't look like it would be big because it was in a football stadium. Now they play in a very nice facility. I see soccer stadiums being built. I see the expansion of the program. But deep down, the level of soccer, you know it better than most. How is MLS, and where would you grade it in 2018?
Well, MLS, it's That's a twofold question. It's actually a really good question. I mean, the first part of it is, you know, that doesn't really exist anymore. Yes, the New England Revolution play, and, you know, where the Pats play, and I understand that. But when you look at the facilities around the country, Tony, you're talking about an apples to oranges discussion the way this league was. Even when I was playing, and I wasn't playing that, you know what I mean? It was only 10 years ago when I stopped due to concussion, so it wasn't that long ago. The experience of Major League Soccer is completely different. Now, the play, for whatever reason, doesn't get enough credit. When you have players like Joseph Martinez, Miguel Amarone, when you have countless numbers of players, now the problem is not Americans, but that's a different discussion, going to represent their country around the world in World Cup qualifiers and in the World Cup, Tony, it's hard to say the league hasn't grown and the league hasn't improved. Now, naturally, Americans, because of the arrogance of our own sports in this country, we look at it and say, well, it's not the Premier League or it's not La Liga. Well, not a lot of leagues are. But to have the discussion about Tata Martino to leave, you know, to go from Argentina to Paraguay to Barcelona to now Atlanta United, playing in, you know, coaching in that MLS Cup, and him looking at me saying, this league is a lot further along than people want to give it credit to. His knowledge is way more than anyone else because of where he's been and what he's done. And when a Miguel Amarone goes to Tottenham or goes to Arsenal, when Tyler Adams and these young Americans are going through MLS to get there, then I just think we need to be a little bit more, quote-unquote, fair to how we assess Major League Soccer, if that makes any sense.
I love it. I love from the fact that, like, I can watch, I see what's going on in Atlanta, for example, and they are popping out the Mercedes-Benz Stadium with games, and I think that's a testament because they were a relatively new team. So I love the growth of where it's going. As far as the national team, and you've been getting a lot of press for your criticism of the United States national team, for your praise of it, for your passion for it. What do you think about Greg Berhalter as the new coach?
I don't have a problem with the hire. I don't. I have a massive problem with the fact that it took 14 months to get here. And any kind of answer that U.S. Soccer Federation wants to give me, I just don't think is good enough. Greg Berhalter is a very meticulous coach. He's a very hardworking coach in the sense that he can put together a tactical game plan and execute it the way he has with Columbus. But the problem is this, is that Greg Berhalter now has a needless amount of pressure and expectations from him because they weren't transparent in the entire interview process. They weren't transparent with how many they went. They were transparent in the fact that they said no to Lopetegui, no to Tata Martino because, quote-unquote, they don't speak English. So, Tony, the whole interview process made a mockery of the whole situation. But the hiring of Greg Berhalter, you know, if you would ask me three MLS coaches, you can only pick three to interview for the national team. He's in that conversation. So the hiring isn't the problem, but the process really shows I'm struggling to come to grips with it. And I think ultimately the only person this hurts is Greg because what people don't understand is while Greg is a good hire, he's also very young and inexperienced, especially at the international level. So this is a guy that's going to go working with a team and his players for every single day for the last 6-7 years to now all of a sudden, at most, getting 80 days with the national team. That's a completely different task.
Taylor Twellman joining us here on SB Nation Radio. Again, he's going to be part of the first ever All-State All-America soccer program. MLS All-Star Weekend on 2019 with 75 of the best high school, junior, boys, and girls soccer players. Taylor, this is going to be a complicated question, and I apologize. I know there's going to be a lot of kind of tentacles to this. But the average fan, the average soccer fan that loves watching the United States in the World Cup, that doesn't know the intricacies of the politics, doesn't know the intricacies of the game, but says, we're a country of 300 million people. We've got all the money and resources that a country could ask for. We've got 20 or 25 years of this sport growing in this country with kids playing it at a young age all the way through. Why aren't we really, really good at this? How would you answer that?
Well, first off, anyone that uses the crux of, well, we've got 300 million, well, if that was the case, China would win every World Cup.
Very good point.
And I say that seriously. You know, we all laugh at it, but the reality is that doesn't matter because look at what Croatia did in the World Cup, right? And what do they have? 3.5-4 million people. The reality is this, is that this landscape here, sports landscape here, is extremely difficult because you and I could actually do a radio show right now. I could sit on your radio show for 4 hours, and we could talk about any sport because you're probably well-versed in American football, basketball, baseball. I could have played professional baseball. I watch a ton of football. So that part is an interesting one because, and the reason why I bring that up is the lack of pressure and accountability plays a part in this country growing up. It's live or die for so many of those players around the world, right? So that's one aspect. The other aspect is, you just said it, we've had 20-some-odd years of a domestic league, but that domestic league has had a bunch of up and downs, and now it's starting to right the ship, so to speak. But the American player hasn't been around that long. You know, the American player, like my father, played in the NASL. They never had a national team. They came together once, right? So we're chasing a lot of history, roadblocks, so to speak. But if coaching improves in this country, and I say this all the time, if U.S. soccer addresses coaching around our country, then you're going to have more success because the floor of where these players are and where the knowledge is raised to a higher level that by the time you get them when they're 16, 17, 18, 19, that's ultimately where you want them. The biggest issue for the United States right now in saying all of that is the moment our boys, and quite honestly, girls in the next 5 to 10 years, because girls are being caught, is our entire soccer culture is dependent, all of our sports are, on getting a college scholarship. That is exactly against the way the rest of the world is. And that's the biggest issue. If so many clubs from other countries are coming to the United States signing players, 16, 17, 18, 19, that tells you the players are here. Weston McKennie, Christian Pulisic, Haji Wright, Tyler Adams, which we just saw. So the point is, Tony, we've got the players. But for whatever reason, we are not successfully taking them from 16 years old to 22, 23 year olds. And that's why when we show up at a World Cup, when our players are playing their first ever World Cups and they're 28, the rest of the world, those players are 23, 24, 25.
Yeah.
So what people don't understand is that because of college and college soccer, quite honestly, guys, the Final Four is this weekend. The NCAA looks at men's college soccer and women's and still treats it like it's 1956. You get 3 months to play a season. You have to play 2 games a week. It's a joke. It's honestly player-student-athlete abuse the way college soccer handles it. Because how do you tell these men and women, you got to play 2 games a week, you only get 2.5 months to determine a champion, and then for the rest of the 9 months, you can't? When guys, the rest of the world, those athletes, boys and girls, are playing 8 months to 12 months a year. If NCAA changed it, we're talking about a huge step into the growth that now a lot of players from 16 to 19 are getting games.
That is fascinating.
But the Christian Pulisics, all these athletes, Tony, just to let you know, they're not good. College soccer is going to be done unless they change. And so, because of our society, all driven and all the parents driven to college, which I'm not saying is wrong, but the problem is the soccer aspect of that, you lose it.
Taylor, that's one of the most honest assessments I have heard about where we are as the United States soccer program and soccer in this country. I really appreciate you coming on. Great luck with the All-State, All-America soccer program. That sounds like a step in the right direction. Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. And I hope we get you on again soon. Thank you so much, Taylor. I really appreciate that. That's good stuff. That's one of the most honest assessments of where we are as a country in terms of this. I think it's great. I think the World Cup, I would love to see the United States really, really super competitive. I think we all would. But it seems like it's far from it. All right, 800-777-2907. It's Tony D on Ron Culver on SB Nation AM.